talked about Milton and the water margin. Can you explore a bit more about how did this directly influence your entry into the text?
Sure. I think, like I mentioned earlier, I was initially very hesitant or very afraid of taking on this text because I thought there was no way I could recreate these characters in an authentic or semi-authentic way. And I think it was only until I thought of it in the frame of an adaptation that I actually had the courage to take this on. And it was very helpful to me, especially to find a frame like The Water Margin, where you actually already have these very key archetypes.
Yeah.
And almost predetermined archetypes that you can work off and, you know, kind of base characters off and grow characters from them. And to me, that was a very, very useful, very important starting point. Because I think without that, you know, just knowing their names and just brief biographical, their brief biographical history, if any, was not sufficient and I didn't have enough confidence to, I think, kind of create fully fleshed characters from there. But if I know I'm working on, say, an adaptation of Shui Hu Zuan, of The Water Margin, but set, you know, in the 1960s on this prison settlement, then I can actually use the archetypes to create a society or a microcosm of what this brotherhood might have looked like.
Mm.
For Paradise Lost, also similarly, I was thinking when I was trying to recreate the character of Dutton, he was a very interesting character. And I actually had a lot of direct quotes from him in the, you know, from the research materials. He was interviewed quite a bit. And so a lot of his words are written down. And I think I've managed to capture quite a fair bit of it in the text as well. Because of, I mean, he was a larger-than-life, very colourful character. But I think just in terms of diving more deeply into his character and what motivated him, I thought that the Paradise Lost, kind of the whole mythology of that Garden of Eden would be useful in trying to figure out what he was trying to do and why he was trying to create this society and what would happen when Paradise didn't meet his expectations or when he tried to literally to play God.
Mm.
You know, what happens when a man tries to play God and then fails? You know, why would he fail and how would he fail? So for me, Paradise Lost was also, or at least the whole biblical mythology of the Garden of Eden was very useful in kind of drawing out his character and his hubris in that way.
Mm.